I'm curious about your comment. I was just thinking about, you know, where you're located in terms of incidence of BRCA germline mutations and somatic mutations. How does the population in Israel compare, for example, the United States?
So we've got pre-screening data from a big clinical trial that's been published recently from the POLO study. And in the pre-screening of about, it was over 3,000 patients worldwide. When one looks at the American population versus the Israeli population, so it's hard to say because it wasn't always a specific, clear pre-screening population. There was some bias sometimes in the patient population that was sent for the pre-screening of the BRCA1 or 2 genes. But what we're seeing is about a 10 to 15% prevalence in the Jewish population in Israel of the BRCA1 and 2 mutations. Predominantly, we see about two-thirds are BRCA2 mutations and a third is a BRCA1 mutation. In the America population, it depends between areas, but it's around 7%.
I'm curious, you know, people talk about the idea of the Ashkenazi Jew, but I'm curious, do you break that down? Do you try to look at the family in terms of where the family came from, or you kind of just consider all Jewish people at higher risk?
So we have found mutations in the Jewish Ashkenazi population. We have found mutations in the Jewish Iraqi population. We have found mutations in the Jewish Yemenite populations. So, and today there's so much intermarrying in Israeli culture between the different areas that the people originally came from. So there's lots of mixed families. So we just actually screen all our patients for BRCA1 or 2 mutation.
Interesting.